रे वरधारी। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजना, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजना, यमुना तीर बन चारी, यमुना तीर बन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीर बन चारी, यमुना तीर बन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी।
श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की, श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराण की, शील प्रभुपाद की, इताई गौर प्रेमनंदे हरि हरि बोल। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं, देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं मुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया, भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः।
हरे कृष्ण। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर नंबर 27, चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड अटैक बाय चंडवेग ऑन द सिटी ऑफ पुरंजन and we are reciting and discussing on text 4 today.
Shayana unnadda madho mahamana maharatalpe mahishi bhujo padi upadihi tameva viro manute param yatas tamo abhibhuto na nijam param chayat Shayana unnodhamado mahamana Maharha talpe mahishi bhujopadihi Tameva viro manute param yatas Tamo abhibhuto na nijam param chayat Shayana unnadha madho mahamana Maharha talpe mahishi bhujopadihi Tameva viro manute param yatas Tamo abhibhuto na nijam param chayat
Shayana, lying down.
Unnadhamadaha,
increasingly illusioned.
Mahamanaha,
advanced in consciousness.
Mahaarhatalpe,
on a valuable bedstead.
Mahishi,
of the queen.
Bhuja,
arms.
Upadhihi,
pillow.
Ta,
her.
Eva,
certainly.
Viraha,
the hero.
Manute,
he considered.
Param,
the goal of life.
Yataha,
from which.
Tamaha,
by ignorance.
Abhibhutaha,
overwhelmed.
Na,
not.
Nijam,
his actual self.
Param,
the supreme personality of Godhead.
Cha,
and
yat,
what? Translation purport by His Divineness Abhay Charan Arvind Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. In this way, increasingly overwhelmed by illusion, King Puranjan, although advanced in consciousness, remained always lying down with his head on the pillow of his wife's arms. In this way, he considered woman to be his ultimate life and soul. Becoming thus overwhelmed by the mode of ignorance, he could not understand the meaning of self-realization, of his self, or of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. Human life is meant for self-realization. First of all, one has to realize his own self, which is described in this verse as Nijam. Then he has to understand or realize the super soul or Paramatma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. However, when one becomes too much materially attached, he takes a woman to be everything. This is the basic principle of material attachment. In such a condition, one cannot realize his own self or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Srimad Bhagavatam 5.5.2, it is therefore said, Mahatsevam dvaram ahur vimuktes tamodvaram yoshitam sangi sangam. If one associates with Mahatmas or devotees, his path of liberation is open. But if one becomes too much attached to women or to persons who are also attached to women, that is, attached to women directly or indirectly, he opens the tamodvaram, the door to the darkest region of hellish life. King Puranjan was a great soul, highly intellectual and possessed of advanced consciousness. But due to his being too much addicted to women, his whole consciousness was covered.
In the modern age, the consciousness of people is too much covered by wine, women and flesh. Consequently, people are completely unable to make any progress in self-realization. The first step of self-realization is to know oneself as spirit soul, apart from the body. In the second stage of self-realization, one comes to know that every soul, every individual living entity is part and parcel of the Supreme Soul, Paramatma, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 15:7. Mamaivamsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatanah manah shasthani indriyani prakriti sthani karshati. The living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts. Due to conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind. All living entities are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. Unfortunately, in this present civilization, both men and women are allowed to be attracted to one another from the very beginning of life, and because of this, they are completely unable to come to the platform of self-realization. They do not know that without self-realization, they suffer the greatest loss in the human form of life. Thinking of a woman always within one's heart is tantamount to lying down with a woman on a valuable bedstead. The heart is the bedstead, and it is the most valuable bedstead. When a man thinks of women and money, he lies down and rests on the arms of his beloved women or beloved woman or wife. In this way, he overindulges in sex life and thus becomes unfit for self-realization. Om ajnana timirandasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobhishtam sthapitam yena bhutale swayam rupah kadamaiham dadati svapadantikam vande aham shri guruho shri yuta padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामीन इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरत्विषे नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त बृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंगायति गिरिं यत्कृपा तमहं वंदे श्री गुरु दीनतारिणं
So I would like to welcome all of you for continuing our discussion on Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 27, chapter entitled Attack by Chandavega on the city of Purunjan, and we are making an attempt to discuss on text 4. So especially this is a very important section of Bhagavatam, and the instructions received and given here by Shukadeva Goswami and Srila Prabhupada also in the purports are very deep instructions. And before I speak anything, I would like to pray to all of you and request, please bless me that whatever I speak should be in parampara. It should also inspire you and also please you. So,
Last verse, what has happened? The time factor was discussed. As the conditioned soul indulges in sense gratification, one does not understand how time passes so fast. Right? The time flies by. It just doesn't pass. It just flies by. Right? So they say, "Ap bahut gayi thodi rahi Narayan ap chet, kal chiraiya chug rahi nishidin ayu khet." Be careful. Bahut gayi thodi rahi. Bahut kam samay raha hai abhi. Narayan ap chet. Think of Lord Narayana. Kal chiraiya chug rahi. The time, the bird of time factor has already eaten away the entire khet. The entire farm is already gone. Now also you can salvage something. But the person busy in sense gratification does not realize time passes by so fast. Right? So we find that Vishnuchik Thakur, when he is giving his purports to this section, he compares the wife, Puranjana's wife, to his intelligence, the dharmic intelligence here. Right? So he says in his Tatparya, he says, because of association with dharma represented by his wife, he became attached to dharma, very much attached to performing dharmic activity. Just as we find Arjuna in the first chapter of Gita, he was also offering lot of arguments to Krishna, but those arguments were all at the level of not the atma dharma, not atma jnana. They were all at the level of the body. So Puranjan also here becoming attached to dharma, which is represented by his wife, and that became his goal of life rather than liberation. So the human form of life was given to achieve atato brahma jigyasa and ultimately, you know, get liberated. But so much attached to performing some worldly dharma in this world, and what happens by that? Because he did not know himself as jiva and did not know the Lord, he became engrossed in dharma, unnata madho, right? And he became busy in mahamanaha, giving charities. He slept on the valuable bed. That means he was engrossed in pious acts. And because he was performing pious acts, he was getting lot of good name and fame. So the hand, you know, the wife's hand, the queen's hand, which he made into a pillow, is compared to the upadhis that one may receive in this world while one is performing dharma. And very difficult to give it up. One's goal of life only completely changes. When one is, so we find generally also, those who are sinful are easy to be preached. To come out of your sinful life, if somebody goes out and, you know, gives Krishna consciousness, you have two kind categories of people. One is a very dharmic guy and one is a very sinful person. It's easy to get the sinful guy out. उसको बोल दो पाप है नरक है डर जाएगा. धर्म वाले को कैसे डराएंगे अभी जो अपने धर्म के मार्ग में फंसा है. दैट्स द सिचुएशन ऑफ पुरंजन हियर. प्रभुपाद ही सेज ही मेड द पिलो ऑफ हिज वाइफ्स आर्म्स बिकॉज ऑफ सेक्स लाइफ ही थॉट शी वॉज द अल्टीमेट. ही थॉट दैट एसोसिएशन विद हिज वाइफ वॉज द गोल ऑफ लाइफ एंड ही डिड नॉट कंसिडर हिमसेल्फ फॉर एनी वन एल्स एंड दस ही वॉज डिफीटेड बाई इग्नोरेंस. So Prabhupada, especially Prabhupada, is focusing in this purport. So we'll take that. Prabhupada focuses in the purport how this the man infatuated by the woman and woman infatuated by the man, and how both lost the track of the goal. Right. So the Vedic life, it was so arranged that how respectful distance can be kept between the opposite sexes, and yet one completely, you know, one keeps track of the goal of life. What is modern culture, if you can call it culture, right? If you can call it culture. So what happens in the modern culture? Unrestricted access in the name of freedom and ultimately exploitation of each other. And the goal is lost. So they say, agar sahi disha aur sahi samay ka gyan na ho, to ulta ukta suraj bhi dhalta nazar aata hai. So, अगर सही समय और सही समय और दिशा का ज्ञान न हो. सो यू कैन इमेजिन हाउ मच द वाई वॉज वेदिक लाइफ सो फोकस्ड. आई रिमेंबर वन टाइम माई फादर माई पेरेंट्स वन टाइम केम टू इस्कॉन टेम्पल कुंज बिहारी इन दोज डेज. माई फादर केम टू द टेम्पल एंड वाइल ही वॉज लीविंग आई आस्ड हिम वॉट डिड यू अप्रिशिएट इन आर टेम्पल. डिड यू अप्रिशिएट एनीथिंग? ही सेड नो, एवरीथिंग इज इंटरनेशनल. He said to me, sir, international ho gaya hai. I said, no, one thing that you may have appreciated. And he said, yes, there is one thing. He said, wherever I saw in the temple during prasadam, the men were separate and the women were separate. You bring down this rule anytime, and anything that is good, if is there, because his son was going to join, he did not like it. He said, if anything good is there, it's because of that. Isko chhod do aap, sab kharab ho jayega. He said, there is one good thing that I can see here is that you are keeping them separate, right? And we have to keep a security many times nowadays. Men this side, women this side, because so much free mixing nowadays, and when there's a free mixing allowed, then the goal is lost. It's easy. The first thing, the first casualty is the person will forget the goal of life. When Mataji was telling me one time that, Prabhuji, I went to my kids' annual function in the school. So their school had annual function and there was a sports thing kept there. So kids were supposed to take part in sports. So these are like small kids. These are like 4, 5, 6-year-old kids. So she was telling me, the boys were made to stand on one side and now on a mark, get, set, go. And the boys have to run. And they have to come back to the same spot. But what are they supposed to do? They have to go till one extreme end. There is one girl standing in there in the class. You're not supposed to go and touch her. You're supposed to go and hug her. These small boys, small kids being taught, go run to that side, hug that girl, and then you have to come back. Whoever can come here first, that person is that child is the winner. And the mother was taken aback, kya chal raha hai? And she said, Pooji, hua kya udar pe? The boys, small boys, they ran till that point, koi bhi touch karke bina bhaag ke aa gaya. And the teacher announced, we will have the whole thing once again. This was not the game. Can you imagine? Small kids also are not doing it. They don't want to. They are ashamed. But what are the teachers doing? The teachers are making them indulge into something like this. So the Vedic life was so arranged that both the sexes, the male and the female, they respect each other. They know what is called safe distance and they know how to carry on life so that the goal of life is not lost. But what is happening here, Prabhupada says, as soon as there is free mixing, then gone. Right? So, Prabhupada especially is focusing on this purport in the last section. Thinking is as good as acting. So we know by Bhagavatam's evidence that in the previous ages, even the thought had a reaction to it. In Kali Yuga, there's a little respite, there's a little, concession given. If you indulge in action, then the reaction comes. The thought does not. But the problem is, the thought will not remain a thought for long. So Prabhupada says, even thinking, of women and money in the mind is as good as, indulging in the act. Right? So we'll focus something on this. So heart is also like a bedstead and we should have Krishna there. What to do? Mora man Vrindavan. I'm supposed to have Tomara Hridaya Sada Govinda Vishram. That kind of Vaishnava I want to become. But presently, what is my situation? My situation is precarious. What to do? As sadhakas, we are also part of this world only. We have to deal in this world. Right? Like I remember, Adeshyam Prabhu one time, he was going up on the fifth floor of Bhaktivedanta Ashram, Prabhupada's room in Juhu. He was going up by the lift. So he took the lift at the ground floor and the lift stopped at the second floor rather than the fifth floor. So the lift opened and one girl entered. Right? And Radhesham Prabhu went out. And the girl said, I don't mind. But Radhesham Prabhu, but I mind. Right? But I mind. Why? So Radhesham Prabhu was telling us, if I would have gone till the fifth floor and if there were any devotees waiting for the lift and if they see Radhesham Prabhu comes out and there's a girl also who came out, what will they think? I'm supposed to be careful. This is how care should be taken. Not that I will fall down, that something will happen to me. I may think, oh, nothing can happen to me, but I can even set a wrong example for others. How much careful one should be. So, Prabhupada is saying practically, why living entities are, why are they not able to take to Krishna consciousness? Since they are attracted to opposite sex. We are supposed to get attracted to Krishna, not to the opposite sex. One time in Chaupati temple, His Holiness Chandramouli Swami Maharaj gave a lecture. And the section that was being discussed was of Mohini Murti. So after the class, one devotee raised hand and said, Maharaj, I have a question. And his question was, Maharaj, if Mohini Murti is so attractive, why don't we install Mohini Murti in ISKCON temples? Everyone will get attracted, right? why don't we install Mohini Murti? And Maharaj tried to answer the questions in some manner, and ultimately Maharaj said, maybe we'll put this question to GBCs, you know, why don't we do it, you know, for what to do. Next day it was Maharaj's class, Saturday, Radhanath Maharaj gave class, he spoke the whole class, and then he said, today I am going to finish early because I want to address yesterday's question. So Maharaj said, is there a devotee here who asked the question? So the devotee raised hand, can you stand up? He was made to stand up, completely taken aback, kya chalne wala hai. And then Maharaj asked him, so you asked such a question, right? Then Maharaj said, so what was the gist of it? Maharaj said, the deities in ISKCON temple are there to inspire us to serve them, not to enjoy them. The deities are meant to be served, not to be enjoyed. This enjoying mentality is what is keeping us here. If we come to the temple and here also we want to enjoy the deities. One time Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was giving a class. Few new people came in, and rather than sitting and hearing him, they straight away went to the deities. And Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, they are having a good eye massage. What will they see as deities if they have not heard about Krishna? Right? So this enjoying mentality is most prominently visible where the attraction between the opposite sexes. So we have to understand that absorption in sense objects will check our progress in Krishna consciousness. So where is the solution? What to do about it? Prabhupada is very strong. Not even in the mind. One should not be thinking. We find when Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, when he left his body and Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur came to know, he came all the way to Mayapur to collect the body of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. But there were so many Babajis there in Mayapur, all of them claiming, no, no, I am the follower, I am the one, I know his legacy, I am the one. Everyone wanted his body. Why? I will make the samadhi of his body in my ashram, and that's where people will come and they'll put money in hundi, and years I can run my temple. And the police had to be called. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur talking about, I am the only disciple, give it to me. And others saying, no, no, we deserve to get his body. So the policeman said, how to solve this situation? Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, I have a solution. And Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur proclaimed, my spiritual master was a renounced Babaji. You all are claiming his body. I have a condition here. If anybody amongst you have not touched a woman in last 6 months, you can take the body. And the policeman was taken aback. What are you doing? Are you sure? What do you want? Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, I trust them. I'll trust them on their answer. And 6 months, because touching the opposite sex means, Prabhupada is saying in the purport, not just in physical sense, even in the mind. None of the Babajis had courage to come forward. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said 3 months. Nobody had courage. 1 month, 1 week, 1 day. And the policeman said, yes, you can take the body. Nobody here could pass the condition. It's not easy. Right? Prabhupada saying the valuable bedstead is our heart. Even thinking of woman and money is as good as enjoying. What to do? So Krishna is saying, karmendriyani sanyamya yaste manasa smaran indriyarthan vimudhatma mithya chara sauchyate. So we have karmendriyas and we have a mind to deal with. Two levels of existences, one gross and one subtle. Right? Like I remember in those days when I would watch TV, you know, there was a soap advertisement that would come. And what was the soap advertisement? There are some boys sitting in the gully and they're all talking. And one of them sees the girl coming out. And says, aa gayi, aa gayi, aa gayi. What have they done? Now they have touched with the eyes. Right? And they have touched with their ears. Sense of touch. But we are touching with eyes, we are touching with ears. And then, sabun ka ayad tha na, touched with the nose. And they all pushing their hands that we want to actually touch. Right? So we, and they are touching in the mind. So many levels of touch can happen too with a sense object. So we have a gross existence, karmendriya. Many a times we can say, karmendriya ko to rok liya. But the problem is, the mind is still dwelling on it. And Prabhupada is saying, dwelling in the mind is as good as the physical contact. Right? So, Prabhupada says in a purport, we live a night dream and we live a daydream. The daydream lasts for a few years, the night dream may last for 8 hours. But ultimately, both are dreams. So, Prabhupada gives a story. One time a potter, he made a lot of pots. Right? And he stacked all of them. Right? And he was contemplating, main aisa karunga, vaisa karunga, aur so gaya. And in the dream, also he's thinking of my pots. You know, I will sell them like this and somebody will come and give me extra money. And in the dream only he saw a thief coming to steal the pots. And what did he do? He took a stick in the dream and he's actually holding the stick. And in the sense of beating the thief, he actually broke all the pots. And when his dream broke, he realized, what have I done? Right? So, kim sukham martya dhaminam. What sukham in this world? But the gross and subtle existences. Jai Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Chandra Bhagavan ki jai. Shri Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Maharani ki jai. Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Kim sukham martya dhaminam. But what are we doing? We are searching for sukha at gross and subtle level. Right? But actually, there is no sukha. So, Vishwanatha Thakur, in his commentary to the verse, narkasyo api deham vahi napubam styaktum ichyati, ki kisi ko narkiya deha mila hai. It's a hellish body. But napubam styaktum ichyati. Prabhupada says, an old man, already body is withered, completely gone, and you tell him, if you give up this body, we will give you another body and we will make you the president. I can't give up this body. I like this body. I want to have this body. Vishnachaka Thakur says, if the soul is getting whipped and lashed in the hellish planets, do hunter ke maar ke beech mein jitna samay hai na, in between that time the jiva thinks, can I enjoy opposite sex? That's the conditioning, he says. Between two lashes, the conditioned soul is thinking, can I still enjoy? Our Anand Vrindavan Prabhu, he was giving a brahmachari class in Chaupati temple. So he was mentioning that I have many retired counselees, retired, who are already retired from their jobs. They are above 60 and all. So he was saying, I requested and I asked all of them, you are all experienced people in this world. Why don't you come to temple and take up some services? These brahmacharis, they left everything, you know. They are not experienced. They don't know how to do things. You know, they better study Shastra and preach. We should involve them in that service. Why should all of you should all come and take up services in the temple? So Prabhuji says, most of them said, sorry, no, we don't want to come. We don't want to come to temple. And he said, what was their answer? Why don't they want to come? They said, when we see the young girls coming to the temple and our minds get disturbed. So these were devotees answering. So one has to understand, imagine for a devotee who is trying to practice sincerely, they can get caught at the level of the mind. What to say? Right? So Krishna is saying, mithyachar nahi karna hai. Mithyachara sa uchyate. How do we save ourselves? Right? So we need to work at the subtle level. Right? So when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought back the son, you know, the dead son of Shivas Thakur, right? What did the soul say? The soul said, which mother, which father? The mother and father of which life? It's all amazing illusion. Right? When Chitraketu had to answer, he said, guna pravaha etasmin, kim shapa kim konva anugraha. He says, kim sukham dukkham eva. What else?
What is the line? Forgetting. Guna pravaha etasmin kah shapa konva anugraha kim dukkham anugraha kim naraka sarga kova kim sukham dukkham evava. He says, अरे क्या है रे बाबा, गुण प्रवाह, सब गुणों का खेल, तीन गुणों का खेल चल रहा है. गुण प्रवाह एतस्मिन कह शाप कौन, क्या श्राप और क्या अनुग्रह इस दुनिया का, क्या सुख और क्या दुख, और क्या स्वर्ग और क्या नरक. वन हैज टू अंडरस्टैंड दिस ट्रूथ ऑफ लाइफ. कृष्णा सेज देहिनोस्मिन यथा देहे, व्हेन ही इज टॉकिंग अबाउट द चेंज इन द एक्सटर्नल बॉडी, ही सेज धीरस तत्रण मुहि, तेरे धीर बनो, क्या रोता है फालतू में. दिस इज कृष्णाज अंडरस्टैंडिंग. But when he talks about the mind, what is the next verse? Matra sparshastu kaunteya. The senses will come in contact with sense objects, but every contact will leave an impression inside. Sukha, dukha. For that, Krishna says, tolerate now. That's the only solution with the mind. The gross touch, dhirabhano. Right? He says, don't lament. But for the subtle one, he says one has to tolerate. So Vishnuajit Thakur, to the purport of this verse, Matra Sparshas, at one place he says about this verse, he says, karma is like a flowing river. The flowing river looks very attractive, especially to those who are swimmers. Dupte kaun hai? Ustadi dupte. Unko hi lagta hai, khelna chahiye, aayega, abhi to maja aayega. Right? So, the karma is like a flowing river. Vishnuajit Thakur says, intelligent is one who just sits on the bank and observe. Do not put your hand inside. Your karma is flowing. Let it flow. If you put your, tolerate the pushings from inside. So Krishna, in Gita, he says, yes, the yoga marga, what is the center? The mind is the center. He says, yada vinyatam chittam atmanya eva avatishtate, निष्प्रिय सर्व कामेभ्यो युक्त इति उच्यते तदा यथादीपो निमातस्थो नेंगते सोपमास्पृता योगिन यत चित्तस्य युञ्जतो योगमात्मनः. कृष्णा सिंग यस, वर्क एट द लेवल ऑफ द माइंड. एंड कृष्णा अग्रीज, इट्स वेरी डिफिकल्ट. असंशयम महाबाहो मन दुर्निग्रहश्चलम अभ्यासेन तु कौन्तेय वैराग्येन च गृह्यते. सो वर्किंग एट द लेवल ऑफ माइंड दैट प्रभुपाद इज सेइंग, ग्रॉस we may say, I am away from it. But what to do with the subtle, the previous impressions that are there already? Krishna is saying, abhyasena tu kaunteya vairagyena cha grihate. The translation Prabhupada says, but for one who strives by appropriate means. So we'll now try to discuss for some time whatever is left with us. What are the appropriate means that we can employ, that we can save ourselves falling even at the subtle level? I don't want to fall. So, Rupa Goswami Rupa Goswami in his prayer Padyavali, he says, Bhavod Bhava Klesha Kasha Sata Ahataha Paribrahman Indriya Ka Pathantare Niyamatam Madhavame Manohayas Twadangri Shankau Dridabhakti Bandhane. He says, this horse, uncontrolled horse of my mind, ye jo mere man ka jo ghoda hai, wo kya karta hai? This horse wants to run on the unregulated path of the senses. This mind, the horse wants to run on this path of the senses. What do you do? Krishna, please help me to tie this horse needs to be tied. Kaise bandhu is ghode ko? He says, what is the pole or flag post? He says, tie it to your charana, Krishna. He says, twad angri shankho. Kaun sa shankh, what pole? Your lotus feet. Let me tie this mind to the lotus feet, the horse of my mind to your lotus feet. How? I need a rope. He says, bhakti bandhane. By the rope of your bhakti, let me tie my the horse of my mind to your lotus feet. Prabhudanand Saraswati Thakur, he says, vishay avisht murkhanam, jo vishay avisht murkh hai, he says, चित्त संस्कारम औषधम. इनके चित्त के संस्कार करने के लिए कौन सा औषधि है? He says, विश्रम्भेन गुरो सेवा वैष्णवो उच्छिष्ट भोजनम. What should one do? विश्रम्भेन गुरो सेवा One should with complete mind and sense control now serve Guru. Vishrambhena Guru Seva Vaishnava Uchishta Bhojanam. And what should one relish? Vaishnava Uchishta. He says, Samsara Sarpa Grastanam Murchitanam Kalau Yuge. Is Samsara Sarpa Se Grast Hai Aur Ye Kaliyug Mein Murchit Pade Hain. Inke Liye Solution Kya Hai? He says, Aushadhi Nam Bhagavan Nam Srimad Vaishnava Sevanam. This Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur. So, we find just as this temple is the center of this property. And this temple, who is the center? Radha Vrindavan Chandra is the center. But to protect this temple and Radha Vrindavan Chandra apparently, how much security is required? Similarly, our heart is the temple, more of Man Vrindavan, and Krishna is supposed to sit there. How much protection should we keep? What are those appropriate means that I will protect Krishna? I would like Krishna to sit there, right? So from contemplation to degradation, what are the stages that we cross? It begins with thought, then contemplation, then emotion, then intention, and then action. So thought, contemplation, emotion, intention, and action. Thinking, feeling, and willing. So Krishna says, Indriyanam hi charatam yanmano anuvidhyate tadasya harati pragyam vayur navam ivam vasa. Even once sense left uncontrolled, what will happen? It will carry away the mind. You know, Mark Twain very famously said, he once said, giving up smoking is the easiest thing in this world. I have done it over 100 times. Right? So there are two levels of protection that we can have. Internal and external. What are the internal means of protection? First is conscience. Right? The samskaras that we receive. There's a voice from within. Right? We have Paramatma within. This conscience, if it's, you know, we are in tune with our conscience, we can save ourselves. There's a voice which is an automatic reflex action. Anything wrong I do, if I know difference between right and wrong, Paramatma will say, don't do it. Right? So the conscience, like an internal reflex action, like an instinctive inner guard we have. The second internal way is to protect ourselves is to nourish our intelligence. When the mind wants to contemplate, the intelligence should take over and say, no, you cannot do it. Right? Prabhupada in a letter says, intelligence means to kill a thought before it becomes an action. Prabhupada says, what is intelligence? To kill a thought before it turns into an action. So two things, conscience and intelligence at the internal level. What are the ways that I can protect, where I can derive protection at the external level? At the external level, culture will help. When we have a culture of practice of Krishna consciousness, like certain things are frowned upon. Sometimes you'll find children say, hey, mummy dekh legi, papa dekh lenge, galti nahi hoga. Ek culture diya hai ghar pe. मम्मी और पापा नो उनको खराब नहीं लगना चाहिए. वी शुड हैव समबडी लाइक दैट, अ कल्चर वेर वी फाइंड नो आवर सुपीरियर्स विल फील बैड. व्हाट विल प्रभुपाद थिंक? व्हाट विल प्रभुपाद फील इफ दिस, इफ आई डू समथिंग लाइक दिस? अ कल्चर देयर, राइट? वी डू नॉट वांट डिसअप्रूवल फ्रॉम सर्टन पीपल. एनीबडी सेज एनी, बट दिस पर्सन फील्स बैड, आई कैनॉट डू दिस, आई कैनॉट सी दैट डे. सो at initial stage, this willpower is very good. Any level, any other level that we can go for external protection, there are 3 R's for it. 4 actually. The first R is restriction. What should we do? We restrict ourselves. We create obstacles between ourselves and the sense object. Clear obstacles. Clear rules that we put ourselves. For what? So that the sense object is not easily accessible. The mind may think, you know, what should do? We should do, we at least restrict that we do not go close to the sense object. Something like, you know, us gali mein jana nahi, jahan se purani yaadein phir taaja hoti hai. Us gali se jitna dur reh sakte, us gali se utna dur rehna chahiye. Right? Somebody is like, has a habit, you know, bad habit of being a shopaholic. You don't understand, kitna khareed liya, jao to pata nahi chalta, kitna khareed liya. One should not carry cash. What are you doing? You may even go to a mall, paisa hi nahi hai. डेबिट कार्ड पे कुछ लिमिट डाल के लेके जाओ, खर्च होगा भी तो कितना होगा, एक लेवल तक खर्च होगा, राइट? बिकॉज व्हाट कैन अ पर्सन डू, वन वांट्स टू गिव अप अल्कोहल एंड हिज हाउस इज क्लोज टू अ बार, राइट? एस्पेशली अवर कुंजी बिहारी टेम्पल इज नेक्स्ट टू अ बार, यू नो, एंड अवर ब्रह्मचर्य आश्रम इज क्लोजेस्ट टू द बार, सो क्लोज टू द बार दैट देयर इज नो कंपाउंड वॉल ऑल्सो, राइट? एंड मेनी टाइम देर आर लॉट ऑफ फंक्शंस दैट हैपन देयर, राइट? लास्ट टाइम, लास्ट ईयर वी सॉ शादी हो रहा था बियर बार में, बार है उधर शादी भी करते लोग आजकल, एंड जनरली दे विल ब्रिंग डीजे एंड दिस डीजे विल प्ले म्यूजिक, राइट? एंड देन यू फाइंड दैट इवनिंग अवर ब्रह्मचारीज दे गो मोर क्लोजर टू द डेटीज एंड ऑल ऑफ देम ऑफरिंग प्रेयर्स, वॉट कृष्णा यू आर सिटिंग एज परमात्मा इन द हार्ट ऑफ द डीजे, मेक हिम प्ले लेटेस्ट सॉन्ग, पुराने वाले मत बजाने दो उसको, जब पुराने वाले गाने आए ना तो वो मन ऐसा पागल हो जाता है, फिर उसके बाद फिर वो मन को कंट्रोल करना आसान नहीं है, सारा पुराना सब कुछ बाहर आता है, राइट? सो रेस्ट्रिक्शन, बिकॉज वन ऑल्सो वन थिंग दैट वी ऑल्सो नीड टू नो इज दैट द स्पाइक, यू नो दैट स्पाइक फॉर दैट यू नो डिजायर फॉर दैट सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट दैट वेन इट कम्स इन द माइंड दैट स्पाइक डज नॉट लास्ट फॉर लॉन्ग, राइट? इट डज नॉट लास्ट for that much time, restrict yourself, keep yourself away from the sense object. Like it was for the first time on the initiation day that Prabhupada told devotees about the four regulative principles. You, aisa bhi hai, aisa bhi karna hai apse, haan bhi apse, aisa bhi karna hai. Like devotee, Prabhupada saw it, still devotees would go to a shop to eat something and it was a donut shop. And Prabhupada read it and in the lecture Prabhupada says, devotees do not eat do-nots. Prabhupada says, do nots, we don't eat do nots. What is donuts? They are not offered, so we should not eat. What did Prabhupada do? Clearly rules Prabhupada made. Sense object, oh, it's attractive to you, keep some rules. No, you cannot do this. There are certain things that you can do. There are certain things which are clear no. Right? So what is important is to understand, so in terms of restriction, see, fall down is not a problem, so much problem. We can still stand up. Falling away is a problem. Don't go away. One may commit mistake. It can happen because the mind has previous impressions. Important is, can you rise up once again and say, Krishna, I will not give up. Mistake happened at the level of the mind. This thought should not have, but I stand up once again. Because what happens is, first of all, this mind is a criminal. Right? So mind is a criminal. It makes me criminal, and once I have committed the criminal act, the mind becomes the judge. Nalayak, aisa karta hai tu? See what is happening with the mind? The mind itself is the first rascal, and then he becomes a good guy and says, you are wrong. Right? So, important is, okay, another thing, many times devotees say, Prabhuji, I am trying to dovetail my propensities in Krishna consciousness. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur would say, be very careful with this dovetailing. Why? In the name of dovetailing, your dirty desires will get nourished. He would quote, Sharanagati means anukulyasya sankalpa, pratikulasya vivarjanam. Till the time you want to dovetail, Sharanagati has not begun, he would say. There are clear things which are anukul, I will accept, pratikul, I will reject. I will not look for the grey area of dovetailing, he would say. Right? Like Prabhupada one time told, when devotees Tamal Krishna Maharaj and all of them went to Prabhupada, we need running taps, we are Americans. And all that Prabhupada said was, do you want to get purified? Do you want to get purified? That's all. Do not talk about your conditioning. Prabhupada, we are Americans, we need running taps. Anukulyasya sankalpa, pratikulasya vivarjanam. Don't make running taps the conditioning. Unless there are running taps, we cannot practice Krishna. Running taps, no? We cannot go to the farm with a lota, you know, and answer nature's call. Give us a room where at least there is a running tap. Prabhupada told devotee, itna bhi nahi chalega. So, anukul hai, to theek hai. Pratikul. Do you want to get purified? So, first is restriction. But the problem is, how long can you say, no, no, no. Ek bar haan bol. Kitne bar no bolu? Ek bar haan bol denge. So, after restriction, the next R is redirection. What do you do? So, restriction is not enough. Offer redirection. So, what happens with physical objects is, you can decide, right? I will not touch. But what is the problem with the mind? If in the mind you think, I will not touch the sense object, particular sense object. You have already touched it. Because the thought, you are already thinking about it. You have touched the sense object. It's like saying, if an instrument gives a shock, you can say, oh, I will decide, I will not touch it now. Right? But if somebody says, I will not think of alcohol, you have already thought of alcohol. You have already thought of it. So what to do? Restriction is good, but we also need redirection. Right? Like they say, it, the pink monkey experiment. I can do it with all of you. Right? For next 10 minutes, please think of a pink monkey. Or please do not think of a pink monkey. Chalo. Next 10 minutes, stop yourself from thinking of a pink monkey. You already thought of monkey pink. Kuch connection hai, pink kabhi monkey rehta nahi, but you already started thinking. That's the problem with the mind. Restriction se hoga nahi, isko redirection bhi lagega. Right? So what did Prabhupada do? As soon as hippies would get distracted and they would want to go out of the class, Prabhupada had kept ISKCON bullets. The redirection. Dev Prabhupada, oh, while you are going, try to have a gulab jamun. Oh, gulab jamun khake phir aake baithta tha. Ho gaya, uska redirection vapas aa gaya. Right? So restriction, redirection, don't reject, but now replace is the third one. Replace it with a, develop the higher taste by bhakti. So replace, so one could redirect it to something material, something else. But the problem is that redirection will not be sufficient. It won't give me the higher taste. So we also need to replace. Bhakti is like that. So I remember when I had gone to inform my parents that I want to join the temple, right? So for the first 2-3 days, there were a lot of issues and this and that and crying and everything happened. And then the first person who turned on my side was my father. Theek hai, tujhko jana hi hai. Arre, wah, aage, line pe aage. Chalo, abhi jane ka time aage shayad. My father told me, I'll tell you four things. Four things I'll tell you, keep distance from it, save distance. Be very careful when you are dealing with it. Otherwise, you will not be able to hold your vairagya for long. I'm guaranteeing you. I said, chalo, pitaji instruction de rahe to sunna chahiye. He told me four things. He said, money, land, gold, and women. Keep safe distance from these. Otherwise, you won't be able to practice your bhakti for long. What did my father do? He told me redirection. He told me restrictions. ये चार से अलग रहने का. He could not redirect me. मैं क्या करूं? And he could not replace also. That Prabhupada did for me. Yes, Prabhupada told me don'ts. But Prabhupada also gives me positive engagement in Krishna's service. So, Shukadeva Goswami is speaking to Parikshit Maharaj. He says, Satamayam sarbhritam nisargo yadartavani shuti chetasam api pratikshanam navyavad achyutasyayat Striya vitanam iva sadhu varta. Shukadeva Goswami is saying, sadhu kaise baat karte? How do sadhus find interest in Krishna katha? What interest do they have? He says, their interest in Krishna katha can be compared to only one thing. Just as the materialistic people want to talk about opposite sex. As much interest they take in talking about opposite sex, that much the devotees take interest in discussing Krishna Katha. We have to find taste here in Krishna Katha. It's not that, you know, even a deceased person eats, but he's not eating out of taste. So sometimes we may think, yeah, I'm also reading, I'm also hearing. This reading and hearing is only making me spend time in Krishna consciousness. It is not being done out of taste. I have to develop taste in seva. I have to develop taste in Krishna Katha. I have to develop taste in Vaishnava Sangha. I was one time asking one devotee, why are you in association of devotees? I don't know, that's what is expected, right? I said, really? Think of it. Beyond expectation, is there any stage to be at? Do you really find taste in association of devotees? Do you find distaste in materialistic association? Then you are advancing. Otherwise, this stage, you know, theek hai, bola hai to rehna chahiye, will not keep me for long. So,
I'm supposed to stop at what time? I'm not, but I need time. 8:50? Sorry? Really?
Wow! ये तो पाप के ऊपर अपराध भी हो गया, अभी बहुत कुछ हो गया, केवल पाप नहीं वहां पर. I'll just finish with one अभंग that Tukaram Maharaj says for this. This I had first heard from his Bal Govind Prabhu. He says, माझे मज कळो येती अवगुण काय करू मन अनावर वाचा वेद परी करणे कठीण इंद्रियाधीन झालो देवा आता आड उभा राहे नारायण दया सिंधुपणा साच कोरी तुका म्हणे तुझा जैसा तैसा दास ना करी उदास माय बापा. तुकाराम आर स्प्रिंग सेस माझे मज कळो, अभी मुझको समझ गया, मेरे अवगुण समझ गए. आई हैव अंडरस्टूड व्हाट आर माय यू नो फॉल्ट्स. माझे मज कळो येती अवगुण काय करू मन अनावर. व्हाट टू डू, दिस माइंड डजंट कम इन कंट्रोल. बोलना बहुत आसान है, वाचा वेद परी सबको सिखाता हूं, बट ही सेज वाचा वेद परी करणे कठिन इंद्रियाधीन झालो देवा. आई हैव बिकम सबसर्वियंट टू दी सेंसेस. व्हाट टू डू, दुनिया को सिखाता हूं. जगा सांगे ब्रह्म ज्ञान स्वतः मात्र कोरडे पाषाण, ऐसा मराठी में बोलते हैं. दुनिया को सिखाता है पर खुद का हालत देखो, कौन सा हालत है खुद का, अंदर का दुनिया को देखो अपने क्या चल रहा है, वहां पे कितना गंदगी है. सो ही सेज मेरे को समझ गया मेरा फॉल्ट्स. ही सेज आता आड़ मैं गिर रहा हूं, आई एम फॉलिंग. ही सेज आता आड़ उभा राहे नारायण. नारायण अभी तुम्ही खड़े रहो बीच में और गिराओ, मैं गिर रहा हूं, बचाओ मुझको, पकड़ो मुझको. दया सिंधु पणा साच करी, अपना नाम दया सिंधु रखा है, थोड़ा दया मेरे को भी दो, थोड़ा दया अपना दया सिंधु पणा साच करी. ही सेज तुका मणे तुझा जैसा तैसा दास. तुकाराम तुम्हारा कैसा जैसा तैसा दास है, तुम्हारा है. माँ बाप का बच्चा कैसा भी हो, आलतू फालतू कैसा भी बच्चा है, माँ बाप कभी उसको दूर नहीं फेंकते. तुकाराम महाराज बोलते भगवान को, ए भगवान जैसा तैसा दास, इसको थोड़ा संभाल के रख लो, थोड़ा बुदूर मत फेंकना. थैंक यू वेरी मच. श्रीमद भागवत महापुराण की चाय, शील प्रभुपाद की चाय, निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि. आई एम सॉरी, आई जस्ट डिड नॉट नो दैट यू नो आई क्रॉस द टाइम. थैंक यू वेरी मच, प्लीज फॉरगिव मी.